Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hopefully it's not raining at Game Fair, final Saturday of Game Fair, and Steve Carney is there. And, of course, SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I've been great, Steve. It's really kind of a weird day out here in Game Fair. There's really good participation, a lot of people, and boy, the weather, it'll rain for 20 minutes hard, and then sun comes out, then it gets cold, and I'm glad I'm not fishing today, man. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, it is very unsettled today, but at least it's not hot. One of the things, middle of August, you never know what you're going to get at Game Fair, and over the years, and all the years that great event has been going on, up at Armstrong Kennels in Anoka County, is at Armstrong Ranch, is that it can be blazing hot, but not this year, and that's good.
Yeah, it's been a good 5 days so far. Tomorrow's the last day, and I was able to get out on some fishing commitments this week in between and really had a good week. I've been using ice fishing lures this week and vertical jigging, which has been working really well. I've been using jigging rapalas and puppet minnows and any type of spoon, Swedish pimples, doesn't really matter. And I'm marking fish out in, 20 to 25 feet and just dropping it straight down and really working it aggressively. No live bait, but just sweeping it and jigging it and just making it super aggressive. And I'm triggering a lot of good strikes on walleyes and crappies. And it's been really working well this week. And I got a little tip for those out there that are wondering, well, if I drop my bait vertically under the boat, how do I know I'm on the fish? Well, when you go back to the back of your boat, you drop that spoon or that glide bait, you drop it straight down next to your transducer, and you can see that bait on your screen, on your electronics. It'll show up as kind of like zigzag lines. So you know exactly where that bait is. You'll see the fish, and then you'll see your bait right smack in the middle of them. And it's really a reaction type of strike, which you have to do at this time of the year. There's so much food out there, insects, larvae, everything, and they're full. They don't really need to chase anything. But these aggressive ice fishing baits are just triggering those fish to bite. They're not even really feeding, but when it comes in and drops right on their head, they have to hit it. So they've been very successful, and I think that'll continue all the way through September.
And, Steve, it looks like we're going to have another stable week. We get through kind of the mixed bag today, and then we've got another quiet week weather-wise. Not real hot, certainly not real cold at night, and stability a good thing right now, I would assume.
Oh, absolutely. Stability is important all year, and the water temperatures are dropping, which is really good. We were 81, almost 82 in a lot of lakes, and now we're looking at 76, 74. So that's a good trend. You really want to see that water cool off a little bit, and that'll continue into the fall. That's why fishing gets so much better when you get into October and November. 50-degree water temperature, they're really on the bite. So we're just trying to, struggle through these tough times of August and early September and, get to the good stuff. But it's going to be a while, and, fishing is not easy. But right now, just get out there, get those ice fishing baits out there, and just start really getting them. I have a pain in my rotator cuff from jigging so hard this week, and that's part of, you know, when you get older, stuff like that happens. So, you know, you recover a day or so and you're fine. But when I'm talking aggressive, I mean just sweeping it high, 3-4 feet, and just keeping it moving. And a lot of these ice fishing baits will continue to move after you jig them. They'll actually go in a circle, and they'll still be active for 5 or 6 seconds after you jig it. So it takes a little practice. Go out there and give it a shot. Be patient, and you'll be very surprised what you catch.
One of the big stories, I'm sure you've heard about it at Game Fair, and there's always a lot of buzz about what's going on with Mille Lacs, but effective Friday, walleye anglers can harvest up to 2 walleye through Saturday, November 30th. Both fish can be in that 18 to 20-inch slot in length, or one can be 18 to 20, and the other must be longer than 28 inches. Steve, what about this? What are you hearing from folks at Game Fair about this big change on Mille Lacs? I know a lot of the guys I work with during the week who love to get out and fish are really talking about, wow, we actually get to keep fish out of Mille Lacs.
Steve, I am so impressed that you've done your homework. That impresses me more than anything. You are on the ball, man. I got to give you credit. A lot of people don't know that. But anyway, yeah, it's. I'm not hearing much buzz about it. I think it's still very much mismanaged. It's turned into just a wonderful smallmouth lake, and the walleyes have been taking second seat. But you talk to the locals, and right now the walleye fishing is as good as it's ever been. But the decision makers are saying it's not. So you still got that, you know, give and take. And we really don't know what the exact, you know, situation is. But again, the locals tell me fishing is great. And I believe that before I believe, you know, any of the statistics that are out there.
Yeah. One of the guys I work with is his family's had a place on Mille Lacs for decades. And he echoes that. We talked about this new reg that went into effect, and it's like last few years, and I said, yeah, the guy I visit with on the radio says the same thing, that, you know, a lot of the locals, a lot of the regulars are saying it's really good. There's a lot of fish in Mille Lacs right now. There's a lot of walleye there.
Yeah, you know, again, I think there's, you know, a little bit of blame for, you know, all the way around. You can't really specifically say it's the DNR or whatever, but you talk to the locals, they're there every day, the cabin people, they know what's going on, and they need to make their input known. And, you know, it's just such a mess. You know, I love that lake, and I started guiding there 30 years ago. I raised my kids on that lake, taught them how to fish, and it breaks my heart when I see this, you know, upheaval of regulations and changing and this and that. And, you know, it's just, it's a tough one, but we're stuck with it. That's the way it is. And you hope that, you know, the people that are making these decisions are doing the right thing. And, yeah, but I think 2 walleyes is better than 1 for sure. So we'll have to see what the harvest levels are and what the creel census are, and then, you know, either make an adjustment. But, you know, we'll know probably after 6-8 months of this new regulation.
All right, Steve, good to visit with you as always, and we'll do it again in 1 week.
Sounds great, Steve. Well, have a great rest of your weekend.
All right, there he is, Steve Carney, out at Game Fair in Anoka County. A final weekend of that. Game Fair wraps up tomorrow, of course. And by the way, we will have coverage tomorrow. Outdoor News, Rob Dreisline has a show on Sunday between 5 and 6. A little bit later, Twin start. They take on the Rangers, first pitch at 1:35 our time, so it may be an abbreviated Outdoor News show tomorrow with Rob following the Twins until 6.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades, MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
shopblinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.